The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. Then if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. In reading this Gospel last night, while praying the rosary, my very first thought was, is he serious? Right? Does he really mean that? If you're wrong 7 times in one day, to forgive 7 times? Right? I could see the first time, or maybe the second time, like the third and the fourth, like, are you kidding me? Right? Come back tomorrow, you know? I believe our Lord means that literally, if that were ever the case. But he's actually saying something even more fully. The fathers of the church say, in using the number 7, he means perfection. That we be willing to forgive always and everything. My brothers and sisters, there is no unforgiveness in heaven. And our Lord wants our souls to be heaven on earth. And so he does not want to find any unforgiveness there, because to the degree that that is there, he cannot reside in us fully. Do you know what I believe Satan most wants us to do? To not forgive. Because if we do not forgive, we cannot be forgiven. Our Lord says, "Forgive and you will be forgiven." And sometimes you say, okay, you know, I'm going to forgive, but I need some time. Right? Tomorrow, a few days, months, weeks. The longer we delay, the more the evil one can play on that unforgiveness and stir it up and cause resentment and bitterness. And it accomplishes nothing good to delay. And the longer we delay, the more unlikely we are to forgive. Jesus says, "Forgive as your Father forgives," and the Father forgives immediately. Now, that doesn't mean on occasion there might not be things to work through. You know, sometimes we're hurt very deeply, and that pain can only be mulled over and left behind little by little. But we can still forgive right away and then work through the pain. And the reality is we can't work through the pain unless we have already forgiven. I close with this. My brother-in-law, Father Farrell, he shared this with me just recently. A priest friend of his back in Slovakia told him that on one occasion he was preaching at Sunday Mass and he talked about the need to forgive. And a woman came up to him after Mass and said, "Father, can I talk to you for a minute? There's been something I've been holding on to for 25 years. And by your homily today, I know I need to let it go." And he says, "Okay." He says, "Father, 25 years ago, a man broke into my home and he took advantage of me. And Father, I've never been able to forgive him for the pain he's caused in my life. But I know I have to, and now is the time." He absolved her of her unforgiveness. 3 weeks later, there's a knock at the rectory door. He opens the door, there's a gentleman standing there. He says, "Father, do you have a minute?" He says, "Sure, of course, come on in." And the man says, "Father, there's been something that's been eating away at me for the last 3 weeks. I can't let go of it." He said, "25 years ago, I did something so terrible. I've never been able to forgive myself. I broke into a woman's home and I took advantage of her. And the priest understood in that moment that he had been bound for 25 years because the woman had not been able to forgive him. So he was not ready to let go of it himself. The mystery of mercy. Always and everything immediately.